Now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon, on the North Carolina News Network.
The state executed Willie Brown Jr. last Friday morning, but questions remain about the role medical professionals play in the lethal injection procedure. A doctor and nurse monitored a machine that measured Brown's brain waves to make sure he was unconscious before he was executed, even though the device manufacturer says that's not what the machine is for. The debate will continue as the state prepares to execute another inmate, Jerry Connor, on May 12th. Lost in all the publicity was Brown's mental illness. He was diagnosed with paranoid and delusional disorders before he committed murder and never received treatment. He's the last in a long line of inmates who have been executed despite serious and indisputable mental health problems. State leaders keep telling us they don't think it's right to execute the mentally ill, but the state keeps doing it. It's another reason to suspend executions and figure out how to address the wide discrepancies in our claims about capital punishment and the actual imposition of the death penalty. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.